This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Cameroon government has joined the list of sub-Saharan African countries that have switched off the internet in different parts of the country to put limits to online communications in order to stifle protest and opposition. Widespread reports indicate that deportations of immigrants have begun in the USA and immigrants with non-violent crimes are being taken from their families and deported. Two officials of AIG involved in lengthy litigation since the Great Recession over the bailout have admitted that they overstated financial statements and paid over $9 million in fines to settle the contentious litigation. Some prominent Mexicans have advocated a strategy of flooding the immigration courts in the U.S. to prevent deportations to Mexico. The government there has pledged $50 million to assist undocumented immigrants in the U.S. on the transition. The Indian toilet drive has built 33 million since 2014, though short of the 110 million goal for 2019, but villagers and many others are resisting, not seeing them as necessary or sanitary. Cheyenne River Sioux have filed suit to stop the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline. The Arkansas Supreme Court is hearing arguments on whether the Fayetteville City Council can extend its city ordinances to block bullying, which might contravene a legislative act in 2015 concocted to prevent extension of non-discrimination for LGBT. E-commerce sales for Ivanka Trump's brand fell 26% in January compared to 2016. The brand's online sales fell by 64% at Nordstrom during the last 3 months of 2016. Huge protest forced Yale to change the name of a residential college commemorating John C. Calhoun, the 19th century white supremacist statesman from South Carolina. The college will be renamed for Grace Murray Hopper, a trailblazing computer scientist and Navy Rear Admiral who received a master's degree and a doctorate from Yale. The decision was a stark reversal of the university's decision last spring to maintain the name despite broad opposition. Nearly 30% of women, 65 to 69, are working, up from 15% in the late 1980s, one of the analyses by the Harvard economists Claudia Golden and Lawrence Katz found. 18% of the women, 70 to 74, work, up from 8%. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.